This is CICK News. A new proposal in British Columbia, Bill 79, called the Protecting Minors from Gender Transition Act, aims to ban medical gender transition treatments like puberty blockers for people under the age of 18. The bill would also stop the use of public funds for such care. Beyond that, it would let parents sue for up to 25 years after treatment is given. Introduced by the One BC Party, the legislation is currently under debate and has not passed. If enacted, it marks a major shift in how the province regulates youth gender care. I spoke to Rashawn Greenlee, who organized a day of solidarity in response to MLA Hartwell's vote in favor of this bill. I requested an interview with MLA Hartwell to inquire about her voting in favor of the Protecting Minors from Gender Transition Act, as to why a lawmaker would support limits on treatments like hormone replacement therapy when similar medications are available to non-transgendered people for other medical reasons, and if her supportive vote truly reflects the values and views of the Skeena-Bulkley Valley region. MLA Hartwell was not available for comment by the deadline for this news story.
Hi, I'm Rashawn Greenlee. I hold many hats, but today I'm here just as like a concerned constituent and citizen.
So this past weekend, there was a solidarity day about Bill 79 and the way that our MLA voted for it. Can you give me just the background of what Bill 79 is?
So October 8th of this year, there was a vote in the BC legislature, Bill 79, entitled Protecting Minors from Gender Transition Act. And it also was seeking the removal of gender reassignment surgery from MSP. So basic healthcare access for transgender people, as well as getting rid of any kind of transgender care for minors was what it was acting. Okay. And our MLA, Sharon Hartwell, voted for this bill, which, again, is just taking away life-saving medical option transgender folks. And so the Day of Visibility this past Saturday was just to show, hey, we don't agree with your vote in this, and you're not representing us as your constituents if you're voting for bills like this. Yeah. We were at the corner of Main Street and Highway 16, okay, along the highway with signs and flags, just with supportive messages like trans lives matter, yeah, and protect trans kids, yeah, and those kind of messages, because we really just want to put it out there that we value and accept transgender people. And overwhelmingly, people driving by were honking and waving in support. And mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people here that agree with us and would can also condemn the actions of Sharon Hartwell's vote with Bill 79. Actually, all of the conservative MLAs in BC voted for this bill, as well as the two One BC MLAs. So that was a vote of 40 people for and only 48 against. So it was defeated, but by a tight margin.
Yeah.
Which is very scary, but we did have over 25 people show up with only a couple days' notice, and so that's really heartwarming to see that people care this much to drop everything and show up. Yeah. So whether that's just hormone blockers, very likely is what they're targeting. I don't know the whole scope of it, if it would include just counseling, if it would be surgery post-op. And also, this is gender medical care. Is accessible to everyone. People use it. Cisgender people who, you know, are balding will access it.
Yeah.
People who have low testosterone counts will have access to this. People who are going through menopause are predominantly the most people that use this kind of medical information. So to exclude only a small piece of the population is discrimination, and that's not okay for our MLAs to be voting for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really worrisome that people in positions of power are attacking this small marginalized group instead of addressing like real issues that are affecting wider communities all at large. Like, why create more problems when you could be solving problems?
Is this one of many, or the start of maybe how you see not feeling represented by your municipal representation? Or are there kind of other circumstances or other instances where you feel that human rights are actually at risk?
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel not represented by our MLA or MP being conservative, and that's the way that our riding has swung. I have lived in Prince George, which has always been a conservative, or at least when I was there was a conservative riding, and also didn't feel represented and felt like they were working against human rights as I do now, maybe more actively even. And it's just, it's really sad to see that going. Because if you're not working towards human rights and humans, what are you working towards?
So did you reach out to Emily Hartwell to speak to her about how you feel about this? Have you written to her or have you drafted a public letter so that she understands how you feel directly, not from just maybe driving by and seeing or hearing about it on Facebook? But yeah, have you wanted to have direct contact with her?
I am working on that as the next step, but I wanted to do this in timing with the Williams Lake marching and to show in solidarity that it's not an isolated feeling. But I did meet with Sharon Hartwell in January and specifically talked about like the queer community, specifically trans people, and what it meant to support trans rights versus to attack trans rights. I would love people to understand that transgender people are people just like themselves, and what goes on with their transness has nothing to do with you. It's not your business. Don't be involved. You don't want other people being involved in your very personal and medical situations, yeah. So don't be involved in others.
As Rashawn mentioned in our interview, the bill was narrowly defeated, but when searching for more information on this bill and without speaking to MLA Hartwell, I thought it might be prudent to share audio from BC Legislature's October 8th session, where this issue was brought up and later voted on. The voices you hear are Nikki Sharma, who represents the electoral district of Vancouver Hastings as a member of the BC NDP, and who serves as Deputy Premier and Attorney General of British Columbia, who does not support the bill, and also the voice of Vancouver Quilchina MLA Dallas Brody of the One BC Party in support.
Leader of the Fourth Party.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. World-renowned child advocate Christopher Elston has informed us that a private gender clinic in Vancouver is performing double mastectomies on healthy girls as young as 14 years old. 14. Mr. Speaker, my question through you to the Premier is this. How can he possibly allow this to continue?
Attorney General.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have to say this is another sad day in the BC Legislature when conservative politicians are trying to dictate what parents should be doing and decisions they should be making with love and support for their children, and we're picking on vulnerable children. Let me be clear about something. Health decisions, individual health decisions for kids are a protected right of parents to make with their doctor in the best interests of their children, not by governments and not by politicians. I want to also say something, that gender identity is protected under the BC Human Rights Code, and that was unanimously passed in this legislature. I also want to say, it's not a surprise that this is in the House now, that we debate these things, picking on vulnerable kids. We have a party in the opposition that decided their tent was so big that it included intolerance, racism, and hate. MLAs across the aisle are leaders in their community, and when they tolerated in their party, they tolerated in this province. And they bring it to the House. Mr. Speaker, we are a party that believes in human rights. We believe in defending the rights of all individuals to live a dignified life in this province and to be protected by our human rights code. We believe that we shouldn't be picking on vulnerable kids and the decisions that their parents make with their doctors. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Member. Member has supplemental?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, thank you. Just this morning, I spoke with a father who's here today, who is fighting to protect his 8-year-old son. His boy was encouraged at school to believe he was actually a girl. Teachers used a new name and pronouns and kept it secret. Now, a psychologist is already discussing puberty blockers despite having never met a child. My question through you, Mr. Speaker, to the Premier, what do you have to say to parents who are justifiably enraged by the reality that under your direction, schools are transitioning children behind their backs?
Attorney General.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Spreading disproven conspiracy theories to spread fear and misinformation that targets vulnerable kids when those decisions should be made by their parents with the love and support that they provide them and the doctors. I think I've spoken before about how we really disagree with this type of politics. And we're really sorry that to all those people out there and the families out there that are going through this and supporting their loved ones and the kids out there that are hearing this, I'm sorry.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.